For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
At some point in your life, you've pointlessly scrolled through social media, watched a TV show you don't care about, or just stood in the shower vacantly staring at the wall. But no matter how much time you've wasted, you probably haven't sat on a toilet for 5 days straight or watched all of one of those 10-hour YouTube videos. But some people actually have. Let's delve into some of the biggest wastes of time in history.
You're listening to Be Amazed.
We've all stayed up late into the night watching TV because we just needed to know what would happen to Sansa Stark, who would win Squid Game, or just how much weirder Stranger Things could get. But none of our watching habits hold a candle to Alejandro Fragoso, who in 2016 watched a butt-numbing 94 hours of TV straight. Alejandro and a few friends entered into a bid to attain the world TV watching record while promoting a new video optimization software for a company called CyberLink. One by one, however, his companions dropped out until only Alejandro remained. During his binge session, he watched shows including Bob's Burgers, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Battlestar Galactica, and Game of Thrones. But the experience was horrible, taking a toll on his mind and body. At one point during a short health-mandated break, Alejandro began hallucinating a shopping list on a bathroom wall. After nearly 4 days of TV, Alejandro emerged victorious. It turned out he was a glutton for punishment, however. 1 year later, he claimed a similar record, spending 50 straight hours watching TV in virtual reality. It's not all bad, though. At least in VR, you wouldn't notice your body fusing to the sofa. Speaking of binge consuming, if you love listening to incredible facts and amazing stories for hours on end, be sure to follow my podcast. Hey, it's not time wasting if you're learning. All right, what have we got next? Let's talk about pie, and no, I don't mean the dessert. Now that this unavoidable joke's out of the way, pi, or 3.14, is one of the most useful numbers in all mathematics. Simply put, pi represents the circumference of a circle divided by its diameter. No matter how big or small a circle is, if you divide its circumference by its diameter, you're going to end up with a fresh, delicious pie. Darn it, I've done it again. Pi is also interesting because those decimal points after 3 go on forever. Pi is an infinite number, though most of the time you just need 3.14. This is what makes William Shanks' life ambition so crazy. A schoolteacher born in 1812, Shanks decided he was going to sit down and calculate pi for the rest of his life. According to Shanks, he would spend the morning calculating pi and the evening checking his work every day. By the end of his life in 1882, Shanks had calculated pi to 707 decimal points. Now, there are two main reasons why this was a waste of time. First, these many digits of pi are practically useless. Even rocket scientists at NASA claim they only use pi up to 16 decimal places. Even worse, though, was the fact that Shanks was wrong. He'd made a crucial mistake in his calculations after digit 527, meaning the next 180 digits he calculated were a complete waste. At the end of the day, Shanks's pie ended up leaving a bitter taste in his mouth. Oh no, I've done that joke again. Well, let's move on now, shall we? Unlike Pogs and Beanie Babies, Pokemon actually made it out of the 90s. In fact, the series is currently more popular than ever, with 8 generations of games and almost 900 collectible critters. That may sound like a lot to you, but at least one gamer looked at the series tagline, "Gotta catch 'em all," and thought, "Challenge accepted." In the games, a Pokemon has a very, very rare chance of being shiny, meaning their colors are slightly different. For example, a shiny Bulbasaur is a more vibrant green, whereas a shiny Pikachu has gray-tipped ears. How rare are these Pokemon? Well, in the newer games, a Pokemon has a 1 in 4,096 chance of being shiny, while in older games, it's a staggering 1 in 8,192. Most players will go their entire careers without ever seeing one. Japanese player Kyudan is not one of them, though, because in 2021, he announced he had caught a shiny variant of every single Pokemon out there. Let's do some quick math here. Going by those odds, Kyudan must have fought around 6.5 million Pokemon battles to catch every single one. If we're generous and assume they each only took 15 seconds, that still equates to a total playtime of 1,128 days. Now, he may have traded with other players in the newer games to speed the process up, but it still must have taken at least 3 years. In fact, we know it did, because another Pokemaniac named Robert Meehan did the same thing in 2016. Unlike Kyudan, we know Meehan's process, and it's the totally random and insane way. It took him 3 years to get all the shinies in 2016, but since then, more Pokemon have been released, and he continues his quest to this day. Next up, let's talk about real, tangible, adorable creatures. We love cats for their adorable faces and lazy attitudes. What they aren't known for, however, is their ability to follow complex instructions. This didn't stop the CIA, who, in the 1960s, enacted their craziest ever scheme. Operation Acoustic Kitty was an audacious attempt to raise, equip, and train a house cat into an American super spy. The thought process was that cats were so common that no one would think twice if they saw one, let alone assume they were being tailed or recorded by one. The Acoustic Kitty had a microphone placed in its ear, plus a wiry antenna and a transmitter implanted in its fur. After adding all the robotics, the long and arduous process of training the cat began. Acoustic Kitty would often get distracted, wander off, and otherwise ignore its handlers entirely. And all this equipment and training cost a whopping $20 million in total. Then finally, after 5 long years, the CIA released Acoustic Kitty into the field for its first training mission. But just minutes after letting the cat go, the poor thing was hit by a taxi and sadly didn't make it. After 5 years of training, Operation Acoustic Kitty turned out to be a complete waste of time and money that never even reached its target. I'd like to say curiosity killed the cat, but it was probably just trying to escape the CIA. By the way, if you're interested in CIA and the world of espionage, I've got a lot of episodes on that topic for you. Check it out after you finish this one. Now, where were we? If you grew up in the early 2000s, there's a good chance you remember RuneScape. This was a mass multiplayer online role-playing game that worked in browser. This meant it was a perfect game to play in a minimized window just out of the teacher's sight, but it wasn't anything special. Well, to most people anyway. The Max Cape in RuneScape is an item so ridiculously tedious to get it inspired its own lingo with the term cape grinding. The cape requires players to have two things, an obscene amount of money and an obscene amount of time. In order to buy it, you need to get each of your character's 23 skills to level 99. If you're wondering how long that takes, some skills can reach the max level in as little as 30 hours, whereas some can take over 130. There are guides out there that claim this can take up to 2,000 hours, or 3 straight months of playing. If you're wondering who would ever do this, the answer may shock you. According to the people at RuneScape themselves, over 21,000 people have achieved level 99 in all skills. If this wasn't bad enough, one player by the name of Hauki got the cape on the hardest difficulty in the game, taking just under 5,000 hours of their life. All for a piece of virtual clothing that just tells the world that you have a lot of free time and an obsessive personality. I can personally relate to this next waste of time because it involves spending a long, long time on the toilet. Our next time waster is Jimmy Dufresne, and this is his claim to fame. In 2019, the Belgian man decided that he wanted to break the record for the longest time sat on the toilet. Dufresne was training to be a bus driver at the time and figured he may as well get some sitting practice in. He ended up perched on his toilet for a stomach-churning 116 hours, just under 5 days. During that time, Dufresne ate, slept, and had conversations on a special toilet set up in the middle of a bar just for the funny event. Unfortunately, this meant the toilet wasn't actually functional, so Dufresne was permitted a 5-minute break every hour, which often saw him running from one toilet to another. Still, it's a gut-busting record I don't think will soon be beaten. If only he'd been watching TV the whole time, he would have beaten 2 records. Next up, if you head down to Texas and take a short drive out from the town of Waxahachie, you'll be met by an enormous, unassuming ditch. Looking at it, you probably wouldn't think much. You definitely wouldn't think the government paid nearly $2.5 billion to dig it. That ditch is what remains from the now-dead superconducting supercollider, an enormous, ambitious, and sadly abandoned scientific endeavor. The supercollider was going to be a giant tunnel 54 miles in circumference that scientists would use to accelerate and smash tiny particles together. By doing this, they'd be able to study some really crazy things, including collisions that haven't happened since the Big Bang. Does that sound a little ambitious for Texas? The U.S. government thought so too. The project was first proposed in 1976 and work began in the late 1980s. But not long after, the supercollider's cost began to balloon. Originally budgeted at around $4 billion, by the early 90s, its estimate was actually closer to a bank-breaking $12 billion. In 1993, President Clinton signed a bill officially canceling the project. What was Texas left with? More than 17 years of wasted time, a 14-mile-wide series of holes, and a $2.4 million bill. Oh, and a very big, very expensive ditch. We can't forget that. Now, if you've ever been in an argument on the internet, then you know the pain of typing out a long, agonizing series of words no one will ever read. That said, no amount of debate in a comment section could ever compare to what Australian retiree Les Stewart achieved in 1998. His journey began way back in April 1982, when he decided he was going to earn a world record no matter how insane or inane it was. Lees began typing numbers starting with 1, but he didn't just type 1, he actually wrote O-N-E. He then moved on to T-W-O, then he wrote 3, with the eventual goal of making it to 1 million. While this may not seem like much at first, imagine typing 366,998 before typing 366,999. Knowing you still have 633,001 more words to type. According to Les, in order to achieve this goal, he typed for 20 minutes of every single hour he was awake. As he began his quest in the 80s, he did this using a typewriter, and it took him 16 years and 19,990 sheets of paper. Now imagine writing 19,990.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
This next story is my personal favorite, and I hope they make a movie about it eventually because it's pure gold. Steven Spielberg, Tarantino, if you are listening to this episode, please consider this idea. Back in the 18th century France, Guillaume Le Gentil was a highly respected astronomer with an equally respected head of curly hair. He looks a bit like current-day Brian May, the guitarist of Queen, who's also an astrophysicist, by the way. Anyway, in 1761, he decided he wanted to record the transit of Venus, a rare phenomenon where the planet passes in front of the sun. To do this, he journeyed all the way from his home in France to India. Unfortunately, and this isn't a joke, Old Thug stole his wallet, which delayed his journey. By the time he reached India, the brief window to observe the transit was over. Guillaume didn't give up, though. He decided he would wait in India for 8 years for the next visible transit. During this time, Guillaume wrote to the Royal Academy and his family back in France, continuing his studies in India. When Guillaume's second chance finally came in 1769, it was too cloudy. Guillaume couldn't see a thing. Defeated, he finally decided to go home, but on the way back, his ship crashed and he ended up stranded because life hated Guillaume. When he eventually arrived back home, 11 years had passed. But his story doesn't end there. Guillaume discovered that none of his letters had ever arrived. The ferryman had been taking his money and dumping them in the sea. He had been declared dead years ago. His position at the academy had been filled. His wife had remarried. And if you can take any more, his relatives had divided up his estate. For the love of God, look after your wallets. Now, who would you cast for the role of Guillaume? I love some comedy, so I'm considering Mike Myers or Jack Black. Next up, what's the biggest city you can think of? New York? Pretty big. London? Yeah, that's big too. But in terms of landmass, Naypyidaw in Myanmar is 4 times larger than either of them. If you didn't know that, don't feel too bad, because Googling that question will bring up dozens of answers that leave out Naypyidaw. Why does everyone forget Naypyidaw? Well, it's probably because the city is basically one giant ghost town. It boasts just 131 people per square mile, which is nothing compared to London's 7,700 or New York's 27,000. Despite its size, this makes it one of the most vacant capitals in the world. But how did this happen? Well, in 2002, the Myanmar government made the bizarre decision to move the capital city to a jungle in the middle of nowhere because the old capital of Yangon was apparently too crowded and congested. 10 years and $4 billion later, the construction of Naypyidaw was finally finished. It has fast Wi-Fi, a couple of golf courses, and even a safari park. It's just missing people who, for some reason, didn't want to move to the middle of nowhere. This has led Naypyidaw to become an eerily vacant city. The shining jewel of the capital is no longer the giant gold pagoda at its center, but the insane 20-lane highway leading to the city, which is always empty. Personally, I think Myanmar should put this thing to use to recreate a Fast and the Furious chase scene. Now, sometimes you post something on the internet, and it gets a bunch of likes, retweets, or reposts, and it's a nice feeling. You can have too much of a good thing, however, which is what 4chan poster UTV discovered in 2013. UTV was a pretty unremarkable user, mostly posting about sports. It was strange then when he discovered he had a very dedicated fan. An anonymous user kept showing up whenever he posted, praising him and demonstrating a shocking familiarity with his history. The user claimed to have printed out UTV's posts, given them to the homeless, and even made a belt out of them. Many thought the user was a troll after all. The idea of someone becoming obsessed with a 4chan sports poster is ludicrous, right? Well, no. One day, the poster claimed his parents discovered his UTV paraphernalia and forced him to get rid of it all. He made one last post, the Filmarillion, which is a 97-page upload of all his UTV obsessions. In the Filmarillion, you can find an apartment the creator imagined he could live with UTV in, a script for a TV show starring them both, 3D-modeled cities made from his posts, and many more weird endeavors. What a weirdo. Did this guy seriously have nothing better to do? Well, shortly after this, UTV understandably stopped posting. Next up, in the 1920s, Al Capone was the biggest mobster in town. Capone wasn't just the kingpin of one of the largest criminal outfits the U.S. had ever seen, but was also at the top of the FBI's most wanted list. Funny how that works. Not long after he was arrested, rumors started spreading about some great secret treasure of his that was never recovered. When a secret vault was discovered in the catacombs of Capone's hideout in the 1980s, it captured the country's imagination. Reporter Geraldo Rivera leaped on the story, looking for a way to restart his career after ending his partnership with ABC. So he pitched a massive special, The Mystery of Al Capone's Vault, in which they'd open the vault on live TV with a production cost of $900,000. For over 2 hours, Rivera shouted over construction workers and jackhammers, theorizing what could be in the 60-year-old vault to 30 million viewers. America was abuzz with excitement about what could be inside. Was it cash? Jewels? Maybe a secret fortune? When the vault was finally opened, the answer surprised everyone. It was nothing. Absolutely nothing. Worse than that, it was dirty nothing. The entire recorded waste of time is still available on Rivera's website, and you have to hand it to the guy for taking the embarrassment in his stride. Well, maybe in 30 years we can expect a live stream where a down-and-out PewDiePie opens a long-forgotten Fortnite loot box. Next up, you surely know Nyan Cat, the adorable rainbow-pooping and Pop-Tart cat hybrid that took the internet by storm over 10 years ago. Although Nyan Cat was just a few frames of animation over a 10-second audio loop of a Japanese pop song, it found its way into all of our hearts and ears. It didn't take long for tributes, imitations, and unauthorized merchandise to creep its way onto the internet. One such piece of Nyan original content was a mind-boggling 10-hour loop of the meme. This was clearly a joke and not a video intended for actual viewing. Well, we can't forget that the internet is full of stupid people doing stupid things for stupid reasons. In 2012, a mysterious user called The Game Pro uploaded evidence of them doing the unthinkable. The footage reveals him watching the whole thing, the whole 10-hour video. For the entire duration, he bopped along, ate his meals, and tried to entertain himself by tapping. Amazingly, he made it. Either this guy has nothing better to do, or he just really, really loves Nyan Cat. Next up, in 2006, Morgan Stanley invested in the construction of a $2.4 billion behemoth, the Revel Casino and Resort. Originally planned as two giant casinos, the Revel was intended to attract a new, more upmarket clientele to Atlantic City, New Jersey. 6 grueling years later, a lone Revel Resort opened its doors to the public. Unfortunately for Atlantic City, the Revel wasn't quite the tourist trap that had been envisioned, and by that, I mean it was $1 billion in debt and filing for bankruptcy less than a year later. As it turns out, opening a giant casino in a city already known for casinos isn't a great way to attract new tourists. After shutting down, the Revel was sold to Glenn Straub for $82 million, less than 4% of its construction cost. Straub tentatively renamed the casino to TEN, but ultimately just let the building rot. AC Ocean Walk then bought it for $200 million. After 3 owners and 3 name changes, the Ocean Casino opened its doors in June 2019 and enjoyed a few months of business before being forced to close down in March 2020 due to COVID-19. Today, the Ocean Casino is still chugging along and still being pawned off on new buyers. If you're interested, you can stay in the cursed hotel. Just avoid the 12 floors that are still empty in the middle of the building. Now, many great works of literature have been written in the English language throughout history, and many of those have been pretty long. Can you guess the longest one ever? What if I tell you the names of some of the chapters? Hedgehogs of Evil. Mario the Dishonest. No? How about Yube's Belly? Fat Alien Yoshi's Stomach? Well, if you didn't guess, these are chapters from a work called The Subspace Emissaries World Conquest, a piece of Nintendo fan fiction. In it, you can expect to see various video game characters fighting, playing sports, and saving the world. Oh, and it just so happens to be the single longest work of fiction in the English language. That's right, author Aura Chandler Chris, who claims to read solely fan fiction, has written a story more than 4,100,000 words long. That's longer than Ulysses, Infinite Jest, and the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy combined. As of 2021, last time I bothered to count, the fanfic has an insane 221 chapters, and it's a sequel. So the entire saga is actually even longer. It was started way back in 2008, with its last update in 2018. By that math, this guy has currently written more than 410,000 words of fanfic a year. That means every 3 years he writes more words than are in the entire Harry Potter saga. for free. Well, at least this fanfiction was a creative outlet. The real scary waste of time is that some reviewers on fanfiction.net claim to have read the entire story multiple times. Wow, what a sad life. Now, lastly, let's talk about the mother of all time wasters. Whatever your record for time wasting is, there's no way you can beat Simeon of the Stylites. This guy makes everyone else we've mentioned look like an Olympic sprinter, because Simeon sat down, shut his eyes, and did nothing for 37 years. Simeon was born to a poor family around 390 CE in what is now Syria. Simeon saw the quiet, modest, and contemplative lives of the monks around him and said, "Hold my beer." Not that he was ever coming back for it. In an attempt to achieve enlightenment or perhaps just show those other punk monks how it was done, Simeon decided to sit on a pillar and think. And there he sat day after day, night after night. He survived only after several local boys grew concerned for his health and began leaving him food and milk. After a while, Simeon became a bit of a celebrity, and soon the locals had leaned a ladder up on the pillar so visitors could chat with him and ask for guidance. Imagine the kind of state you must be in to ask the pillar dude for advice. Oh, and if you're wondering if this is just a folk tale or some kind of ancient gossip, dozens of people wrote about Simeon, so it looks like this guy was the real deal. Simeon reportedly sat on that pillar for anywhere between 37 and 42 years before eventually dying up there. He was made a saint for his efforts, so if he didn't achieve enlightenment, at least he achieved fame. The real tragedy is Simeon apparently inspired copycats, and those guys don't even get the honor of posting first. There you have it, the greatest waste of time in all of history. What do you think? Reckon you can beat any of these records? I will definitely try to claim the toilet record. Thanks for listening.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.